Welcome to the social circle. It's time to stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm your host. You could call me Big Drink. That's all y'all are gonna know me as, unless you are a personal friend of mine or a friend of mine on Facebook. Gonna talk a little bit about, you guys know how I always start. I always start with sports. So, over the weekend, it was one hell of a weekend. Not only because the Red Sox, split the series. I believe they split the series, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check that in a second. But I had a family member of mine. Well, a couple family. I had family of mine come down from New York. My aunt and uncle. And my uncle happens to be a Red Sox fan. And we had one hell of a game. The game that we went to the last game of the series on Sunday. We actually won the series. I'm sorry. It was a 4-game homestand against New York, and we won it 3-1. The Red Sox. Wait one second, guys. Sorry. Yep, it was a 4-game homestand. So the pitcher Domingo Germán had a no-hitter going up until the 8th inning. When my guy, they're all my guys, but it was Kike Hernandez that had, no, I'm sorry, it was Franchi Cordero that had the first hit of that entire game for the Red Sox. And that's what started everything. That's what started that 4-game, that 5-run inning. It was, I believe it was Cordero. No, I don't think it was. Anyways, listen, what matters is this. I was there at Fenway, right field box seats. We got the tickets last minute, and we were lucky to get them cheap, considering the fact, although the Yankees do suck this year and they suck every year, we were able to get cheap seats, and we got what I would say is the best seats in the house. We came back in the 8th inning, scored 5 runs while we were down 4-0. I was rallying up all the players, rallying up all the fans.
Is you talking about the same thing you did last time?
I'm talking about the game that I went to this past Sunday, baby.
Okay. Again?
Yes. No, because I didn't talk about it in the podcast.
Oh, that's right.
You no, remember? Yeah. No. I didn't even do that yet. Anywho. It was a great game. We were down 4-0. And I want to say, you know, shout out to the, you know, the fans, you know, you guys are fucking amazing. I'm sorry to say, you know, if anyone out there listening is a fan of a baseball fan of a different team. Excuse me, I'm a little tired. Just know, Boston has the best fans in the entire MLB. We have the best stadium. And this year, we got the best team. We're in first place. After the Yankees lost that last game of that 4-game series, hell. Yankees are now, well, then they were 9 games behind from first place. They did win today against Tampa Bay. Hats off to you guys. You know, good job thinking you can redeem yourself. No, listen. There was a little boy sitting next to me. I believe he lives in Boston or lives in New Hampshire, wherever the hell he lives. But he was right next to his dad as well. And he had decided to talk shit to me the entire time. But before that, there was a fan a few rows behind me talking a bunch of shit.
A disrespectful 5-year-old.
And no, I already talked about the 5-year-old. Oh. I'm talking about the fan that, you know, was the reason why I almost got kicked out of the stadium. So this fan was wearing a Jorge Posada t-shirt, which I respect that because Jorge Posada was a hell of a catcher, and I respect him for everything he did. But he just kept talking his shit. So me, wearing my Pedro Martinez jersey and a NWO t-shirt under it. You know, I had the jersey unbuttoned. And I did to him the, you know, for those who are wrestling fans, you know what this is. The DX suck it gesture. I did that to him a couple times. The second time I did it, there was a Fenway staff member that said, "Don't do it again or you're going to be out of here." I'm like, all right. I apologize. You know, she ruined my fun. But you know what? I get it. But literally after, you know, like after I was like screaming off the top of my lungs when Sweet Caroline was playing in the stadium. No, it was Sweet Caroline plays at the bottom of the 7th inning. I was like screaming off the top of my lungs, you know, Sweet Caroline, and I was just rallying on my team. And then, you know, we didn't do anything in the 7th inning. It was the 8th inning when we got a couple walks and a couple RBIs. When I really knew, yeah, we got this. And I got emotional in that game. I was hoping that it would go, you know, it would come down to the bottom of the 9th. Because I would love to see a walk-off win from the Red Sox. Beating any team. But especially the Yankees. Because, you know, I went to 2 games against the Yankees and we lost. Both games. No, I'm sorry. I went to 1 game at Fenway where we played the Yankees. This was Aaron Judge's rookie year. And I believe he hit two home runs. I don't remember clearly, but he hit a home run. I don't remember seeing the other one. If there was another one. But, you know, I was just, you know, I was really nervous in this game that I went to this past Sunday with my uncle. And, but hey, we had a hell of a time. I was drunk, so, you know, definitely had a better time. You know what's weird? My uncle tells me that alcohol here in Boston is cheaper than out there in New York. We go to the liquor store this morning, or that morning, and he goes, "Yo, get a 24-pack of Corona." And I'm like, "Okay." So I take his card and I go over there, and actually he went over there with me. And he goes, "Oh, you know, how much is it?" And, you know, I told him, I said, 32. He goes, "Dude, in New York, it's $50. I'm like, "What? That's insane. $50 for a 24-pack of Corona. That is insane." You know, he has the same food delivery job as I do. He makes more money than I do out there. Than I do over here. Literally in 4 hours he'll make $500. And 4 hours over here, I'll be lucky if I make 100. You know. But anyways, yeah, the Red Sox on Sunday, they defeated the New York Yankees 5-4 after being down 4-0 and damn near almost getting a no-hitter, like almost being the victim of a no-hitter by Domingo German, Hedman, sorry. He damn near beat us, and, you know, they took him out. And, of course, you know, we're up 5-4, bottom of the eighth. And we bring Matt Barnes to close it all out. And once I heard Dirty Water play in that stadium, I cried. I waited 2 years to see the Red Sox win a game at Fenway Park at home. Against any team. Obviously, you guys know that the last time I went, we played the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Phillies beat us 5-4. I literally got so emotional, guys. I can't tell you, and like, make fun of me if you want to, but I got emotional because it took me 2 years, you know, with COVID and everything. Because, you know, hell, I had plans to go to a few games last year. And it didn't happen because, you know, COVID hit and it was just bad, you know, that they damn near canceled the season. You know how, you remember how it was. They weren't going to allow any sports, you know. And when they said no fans, I'm like, you know, that broke my heart because I really wanted to go to a couple games. Because, like, win or lose, you can never not have a good time at Fenway Park, which is why I don't care. When I go to Fenway, I don't care, you know, if the Red Sox win or lose. I just want to have a damn good time, and that's what I always do whenever I step foot in that stadium. But hearing Dirty Water play, when Matt Barnes threw that last pitch and it was a pop-up and I forget who it was that caught that final out. I believe it was either Xander Bogaerts or whoever was playing second base. I totally forget who it was. Doesn't matter. that last out is when I started crying. And literally, I was considered the fan of the game because there was so many people walking up to me that they could hear me screaming from rows over. They could hear me screaming from the Red Sox bullpen. You know, let's go Red Sox. Yankees suck. And all that other shit. They knew I'm a diehard fan. And especially because I was wearing my Pedro Martinez jersey, you know. They noticed me. Like, I got so many hugs, and it felt it was amazing. We had a hell of a good time, my uncle and I. The reason why I was drunk though is because I did pregame a little bit before I went to the game, because I didn't know if he was gonna want to spend $10-$11 on a beer over there. No, we ended up getting six, so like, you know, 3-3. So I was definitely hammered. But the Red Sox improved their first place lead. You know, the Yankees are still down. And what happens last night? You know, the Red Sox couldn't play today. They couldn't play today because of the rain. The game got rained out, but they will be playing Wednesday night, which is... Well, technically, Wednesday is today because it's midnight now. That we were playing Wednesday. That we were playing a doubleheader on Wednesday against the Toronto Blue Jays at Fenway Park. I believe first pitch of the first game is at 2 p.m. and first pitch of the second game is at 7. So, you know, the players are definitely going to be tired. I don't doubt that at all. Like, shit, as a former baseball player myself, if I had to do a doubleheader and I was at a certain position, I'd be exhausted and, you know, like, damn, I want to go home after the first one. You know what I mean? But, no. Last night, Doogie does it again. Red Sox were down 4-3. And Doogie did it again in the eighth inning. Alex Verdugo hits a monster home run to right field over the Red Sox bullpen to give us the 5-4 lead, and that's where the game would end. 5-4 was the final score of the Red Sox and Blue Jays last night. One hell of a game. Once again, Verdugo does it again. Verdugo started, you know, like Verdugo did it in the game that I went to this past Sunday against the Yankees with my uncle, who, may I remind you again, is a New Yorker, but is a diehard Red Sox fan. He doesn't like the Yankees. He has every reason not to like the Yankees. Fuck the Yankees. So, with that being said, you know, I just want to throw that out there. I also want to say, I don't believe I mentioned this before. There was some NHL news, some hockey news, but by the Boston Bruins specifically, that Kevin Miller has officially announced his retirement at 33 years old. If I mentioned this in a previous episode, I do apologize, but I do want to bring it up again. Congratulations, Kevin. Thank you for everything you did for us. Thank you for the 8 years of loyalty that you gave in us. And I wish you luck in your future. with your family, your loved ones. Thank you. You were a hell of a player. I know that. I know that for a fact. You were one hell of a player. You did a lot for us. Defensively, offensively, you did great. And we here in Boston love you for that. We Bruins fans love you for that. And thank you. Hats off to you. And best of luck in your future. Hopefully I run into you someday and working in a corporate office or some shit. You know, because you're only 33, bro. You get something. Especially if you're still living in Boston. You know, this is the city of opportunity. But I'm here with my beautiful, sexy, supportive fiance, soon to be Mrs. Big Drink, Carmen Santiago. And we're going to say fuck the rules. Yeah, we are. We're going to say fuck the rules. We're just going to talk any random bullshit that comes to mind. I got time to kill, you know.
He's waiting on his food.
Yeah, her brother's supposed to be making us food. And, you know, he's a terrible chef because he's been taking too long. Where the fuck is my burger?
Stop. They're frozen, so literally.
Oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Damn it, if I knew that, I would have went inside.
Uh-oh.
Your first burger's done.
Okay, I'll take that one for now. And then, you know, just make the other one.
The other one can go there now.
Give it to me.
No, I want the first burger. The hell?
The second one.
The second one? Because I asked for two, right? Yeah. So.
I'll
find something. I'm lazy, bro. I don't feel like making another
pizza
right now.
I was going to make some
strimpies. I thought you said you just put a second one in the...
Yeah, the second one's on here. First one's inside the bowl.
I'll take the first one then. With the cheese thingy.
Give him some bread.
It's still hot. It just got off.
That's fine. I'll eat it hot. Sorry, guys.
Warm juices. You're
going to argue with me about food.
Gave you a tub where cereal should be in.
Thank you so much. Oh, this looks delicious.
I should have used that bowl just for cereal.
Yeah, he has.
Just like one good cereal.
Oh my god.
Please do not have sex.
She just told me not to have sex with this burger. Thank you, bro. I don't know. Like I said, we're saying fuck the rules. Talking some random bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what to start with, honestly.
Literally on
my channel, we just talked about a whole bunch of like,
we still
gotta
do a part two,
too,
right?
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm sorry, I'm eating right now, and this is fucking delicious.
He's having sex with his food.
I'm not having sex with the food.
Yes, you are.
My penis is still in my pants.
You don't have to physically do that.
Yeah. Oh my god. Wow. Follow me on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, and right here on Anchor.
As well as me.
As well as Carmen Santiago on her podcast, Carmen's Corner. Wow, he made the medium well. Wow.
Yeah.
He's good. Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry. But I haven't eaten in like 6 hours, so well, more than that. But wow. Holy shit. All right.
What should we talk about? And the last thing you was talking about was cheating on your podcast.
So earlier we tried to do an episode on cheating. And, well, the episode got messed up. I had to trim out some things that were said. And I did it the wrong way because, you know, like I said, this is my first time doing a podcast. I don't know how to trim shit out. I'm stupid, okay? I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So I accidentally trimmed the wrong part out and it shortened the episode to like 5 minutes. And I'm like, no, I didn't want to do that. So I tried to undo it. It wouldn't let me. So the episode deleted. But, I don't know. I mean, let me ask you this.
Okay.
All right.
Me or the audience?
You.
Okay.
Carmen. If
could. The second one, I'm just gonna deliver you by hand because I'm honestly laying it right now.
So much work. The bowl's over there. My burger's in here.
Jesus Christ. All right. So, Carmen, got a question.
All right.
My question is, who do you think cheats more, men or women?
Mic drop. I'm not gonna say it's a hard question because if you think about it, both sex do cheat, but it determines to me, in my opinion, it determines on the situation. So when Big Drink gets back, I'll do this explanation because I don't feel like talking to the trees because they don't have relationships. They really don't. Jesus, that was fast. So you said, who do I think cheats more?
Yeah, I mean, that was probably a stupid question, but like,
not really, because don't nobody really think about it like that. You know how most people say, oh, men cheat and this, that, and the third. Oh, no, females cheat. But if you want to really get technical, everybody cheats.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, you know, fucking barrier between the two. Everyone cheats. Ooh, gross. Spider.
Where?
Right. You can't really see.
Don't fucking do that.
No, babe. There's like a bug just flying.
Spiders don't fly.
I don't know. Shit.
Whatever. Anywho. Go ahead.
In both terms, both genders cheat. But there is no, is there who cheats more or who cheats less? Everybody cheats. But there's like different types of cheating. There's the sending the nudes. There's the fucking. And then there's the sexting.
So okay, okay. Let's elaborate on that.
Which one?
No, that, because what you just said. No, what you just said. There's different types of cheating.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give you a couple scenarios. And you tell me if this is cheating or not.
Okay.
Some of them are going to be stupid. And, you know, obvious answers. But, you know, bear with me.
Yep.
So, number one. Giving a hug to a guy that you know that you've known for a long time, and your boyfriend is standing in front of you, and he gets mad. Like he watches you, and he gets mad.
That's not cheating. That is not considered cheating.
Okay.
If you want to put it into more detail, if the
just answer the question how
No, it's not cheating. If you were to put it into more detail, yes, it would be. But just giving somebody a physical hug that you've known longer than anything, that's just... You talking to a lifelong friend. Y'all ain't kissing.
Okay. Speaking of kissing.
Oh.
a girl... who has a man, or vice versa.
Right.
You know, a girl, a guy who's in a relationship
right.
is with his significant other, his or her significant other. I'm just going to do guy and girl here. They give a kiss on the cheek to someone of the opposite sex that they've known for a while, that's considered like their best friend, but you know, you don't know the history between let me rephrase this, yeah, because this sounds stupid as shit. Like, you, everyone knows that you and I are together, okay.
Right.
Let's say you and I had just started dating all over again, and there's this girl that I'm like, oh shit, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, how you doing, mwah, kiss on the cheek, how, like, what do you think about that?
I wouldn't think y'all are, like, you know, sexually talking, but I wouldn't find it okay. Like, I would just ask myself questions. What got y'all to that point that y'all can just give each other kisses on the cheek? That's just me. If anything, it's not cheating, no. On the lips, it's cheating. On the cheek, if it's a friend or some shit like that, or even, you know what, let's not get into that topic. I was about to say some shit about Alabama. I wasn't about to do it, no.
Alabama, what the fuck is going on here?
I don't know. But kissing somebody on the cheek, if you have, like, that fucking connection with them, that's not, like, cheating, no.
Okay. All right. So this is something that a fan had talked to me about earlier today.
Yeah.
So this fan of mine, he asked, you know, if you're dating, like, let's say you, like, you know, you, like, pretend you're a guy, you know,
right.
And your girlfriend or whatever, your significant other, has had this job for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for years, like, before y'all two started being together and started dating, whatever, and there was this coworker that would always smack her in the ass. You know, you as a guy, do you have the reason to be mad when she says that her, like, basically she says it as an excuse, oh, me and him, like, you know, he's been doing that to me for years and I never had a problem with it. Wait a minute. He's been doing that to me for years before we started dating.
And he's still doing it.
Yes. So my question is, if you don't consider that cheating, do you still consider that an issue? Like first off, you, like, like, if you don't consider that cheating, do you consider that an issue? And do you think that like, what do you think?
Should
you be mad over it? Yeah, that.
If it's been going on for years, I would question you as to why you still continuing it. And I'm putting this into the male perspective. It's like, so you've known this guy for X amount of years, right? You met me while you were still acting however the fuck you were acting, right? And when you're together with me, now let's put this into, you know, perspective, right? Say I came up to your job, came to bring you lunch, and I see some shit like that. How the fuck do you think that's gonna make me feel? You don't know if I'm coming on surprise, and if you do, how do you think that's gonna make me feel? Like, he's just randomly slapping you in the ass? Are you serious? Is this code for, hey, after work, we're fucking? Like, that's stupid, typical shit you would either see in movies or real life. It's like, you're letting this happen, but you're in a relationship, and you just don't say anything. I consider that not only cheating, I do consider it cheating, because if you've been doing it long before and you're still doing it, it doesn't add up. So it's clear y'all fucked. Y'all said, you know what? Fucking is not the best aspect. We should still be friends. Y'all just tapping each other on ass. Yeah, that won't roll. That does not roll with me at all. It doesn't. And I'm speaking on female terms now. If that ever happened to me, say I ever worked in a fucking workplace with somebody I've known for years, I would never in my lifetime, if I'm dating somebody, have them slap my ass and be okay with it.
But if y'all, like if you weren't dating anybody before, and like y'all, like you allowed that guy to do that, that coworker of yours to do it before, like as a joke, and or like, you know, whatever, like, would you still continue to allow it knowing that you're in a relationship?
Hell no.
Okay.
Because one thing, literally, guys, I'm going to explain it to you like this. There's certain shit I don't like unless it's with the person I'm dating. I don't like you to randomly just do shit just because.
Right.
Like.
I'm sure that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Shut up. Anyway.
Like, I would not be okay with that at all. Like, the most people I hang out with is either both of the freaking gender spectrums. Sometimes men more than girls, and then girls more than men, because it's like to see what goes on in everyone's head. Not to be cocky or stupid or anything. It's just more so of the fact of everybody has a side to what they prefer, but it determines on, how do I put this? So let's say you and I didn't even know each other and we started a date. You didn't mention that there was a coworker at your job just sitting here, you know, groping your penis and shit like that. I wouldn't find that okay.
Right.
Because if it was still continuing, I'd look at you. And then I'd look at her with murderous intent. But it's like, do I make him lose his job? No. I'd fuck him up at home and give him hell. Because y'all got to understand, it's not always going to be the female or the male. In both perspectives, y'all are wrong. He'd be wrong for just doing crazy shit. I'd be wrong for the same thing. Let me get some of that. Get some. Okay, what's the next question?
Next time I start giving you a tip, you want another burger, huh?
What's the next question?
Oh. Next question. Along this topic.
Yeah.
What would be like, okay, let's say, you know, me and you. Let's say me, like, you know, because you had just said, like, you know, if there was a coworker of mine groping my penis and whatnot.
Just not at the job.
Right. No. I know. But how would you address this certain conflict with your significant other without causing an argument? Like,
how would you
confront this to your partner without causing an argument to the point where they're like, where, you know, the other, you know, where you or the other person is like, fuck you, I don't want to be with you no more, get out of here.
Oh,
simple. Or I'm out.
I will kindly take you to the side. I'm not going to drag you. Because we're too grown to be sitting here saying, oh, I'm going to drag you over here. I'm going to simply talk to you and I'm going to put it to you like this. I won't care what's being said, because what I just seen is what I seen. And if you're sitting here telling...
No, I'm sorry. I should have elaborated. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Let me make it more specific. Right. You didn't see it, but I had told you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Like...
In my head... Even if you told me, I'd still wonder if it's going on. And if it is, I would simply tell you, right? In a calm...
I would tell you that. Like, it's still going on.
Right. I would simply tell you, if you're uncomfortable with this, you should at least tell this woman to stop. Because it's going to take me 3 clicks before I sit here and call her a bitch and I don't know her. So, that's that. I'm just going to simply sit here and talk to you. We don't have a conversation. We might have a bottle, you know, made of plastic with Snapple in it, because we may not be drinking that night because we got to go to work the next day. I simply sit here and tell you, if you're feeling uncomfortable and this has been going on for a while now, then something's not adding up. It's either y'all fucked before you started dating me or some shit done happened. So it's like, even if you do tell me, I'm going to simply just sit here and say, don't think it's okay just because it's before you started to date me or before you started to talk to me. You should automatically tell the person to fuck off and stop doing what he or she is doing, because it makes no sense. And if you're just allowing it, automatically I know what y'all fucked each other. So serious. But I wouldn't get that mad unless I'd have to. Unless there's shit I don't know about the certain situation.
Yeah. So.
Let me try some.
So. Ooh. Take a tiny bite, because I really want the rest of that. I know. It's bomb, right? That's why I want the rest of it. I don't want to eat white rice and barbecue sauce tonight.
You're mean.
EJ, make your sister one.
I might make
you
one tomorrow.
I
wonder if my mom tried one.
This is bomb as shit. Wow. Holy shit. Okay.
Next question.
Again, within the same topic, because I know I'm getting the story all fucked up here. Okay, so let's say. Okay. Let me put it like this. So, if you had came out to my job and, like, you know, I left, I don't know, my house keys or something, and, like, you had to come to my job and bring them to me, and then I tell you, oh, by the way, you know, there's this girl that's been grabbing my dick since I started this job. But, you know, I've had this job for like 6 years before you and I started dating. And like, yeah, you know, it's still going on or whatever. And you would react a certain way. You would be like, okay, well, can you guys stop that? And what if my response to you was...
No.
If my response to you was, oh... But I'm not fucking her. I'm fucking you. Okay. Now.
Wait a minute. The cards are about to turn real quick.
All right. The cards are being flipped now.
Yeah. So you're saying since you told me, right?
Since I told you, yeah.
And the fact you left your keys and I was going to bring them to you. Now, would I have to physically see this, right?
No. This is just me telling you, like...
I think you are asking the same question from...
No, this is just me randomly telling you.
Just out of the blue.
Okay, like, telling you, like, what's been going on with me and this coworker. Like, you know, whenever she would grab my dick, you know, and we would just fuck around like that. Mm-mm. And, mm-mm. You know, and I would tell... And you would get mad about it. You would be like, okay, well, can you guys stop that shit or whatever? And I'd be like, well, I'm fucking you, not me. I'm fucking you, not her.
Okay, so I give not a damn, okay? You shouldn't be doing it in the first place. If you're with me, and since you say and claim, oh, I'm not fucking her, I'm fucking you, I'm automatically gonna think y'all fucked before. And if you're just sitting here okay with this, you might as well be sitting here being okay with me being at the same job as you and have somebody flirt. Put it in that perspective. Have someone flirt with me. You're okay with somebody flirting with me. That's what literally you're trying to say to me. Like, the whole thing of it is, don't think you can get out of a fucking issue by saying, oh, I'm not fucking her, I'm fucking you. You may be fucking me, but here's the thing. I'm not at your job. So 9 times out of 10, I don't know what the fuck goes on. Y'all could be doing what the fuck ever. This is the whole case scenario. I wouldn't be at your job 9 times out of 10. I wouldn't know what goes on over there. But if I hear through the fucking grapevine, you sitting here just doing shit in the packages. Like, what the fuck do you expect me to think? Oh, he's fine. They're just joking around. I don't call that joking around.
Maybe I delivered her a dick in a box.
That's not funny. I swear I need to look up that song. I don't know why.
It's my dick in a box? I don't know. I gotta ask old Greg about that. I gotta ask him.
But still, I would not be okay, even if you just out of the blue told me.
Okay.
Next question. I'm mad I couldn't have half of that burger.
That burger was bomb. And it was with like sandwich bread, like not even a burger bun. It was good with the sandwich bread. So.
Right.
So I want you to do like a Venn diagram here. Right? You know the fucking like.
I hated them shits in school.
In school. You hated them. I hated them in school too.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Okay. So, on one circle, you're going to put cheating. On the other circle, you're going to put not cheating. And in the middle, it's like in
between. Similarities.
Like similarities, yeah. So,
I don't think there is.
Let's start with what's not cheating.
Okay. And you can answer this too. What's not cheating? Giving people hugs. You know.
Okay.
That's one. Why is it that's the only thing I can think of for that? Because the list of cheating is long. That's why.
Talking to a person constantly over text, but like not flirting.
That works too.
I guess. I don't fucking
know. No, that works too. If you're just literally having an innocent ass conversation.
Yeah.
That's not cheating. You're just talking to somebody.
Right.
Right. Now, we're going on to cheating, because the non-cheating list is fucking short.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty short.
All right. Nudes. I don't care if it is just like this, if there's a nipple. It is still nude. Whether both titties are out or both chichis are in, it is still cheating.
Wait, what about for guys? Like, what if it's just a shirtless pic? Like, just a guy, like, me with my shirt off, wearing pants, though.
Here's the thing with that. With dudes, it's different. If y'all are just taking shirtless pics, and then most of your D-line shows, that's cheating. Because you're just trying to let the other female know, you know, what's going on in there.
I'm packing heat.
I know that, but don't nobody else need to know that.
Oh, my God.
Sexting, that's cheating. Flirting, that's cheating. Well, I take that back. Flirting is like the start of sexting. So,
I didn't mean to put like in the middle. Similarity. I mean, like in between. So, like, flirting could, because flirting could be
anything.
To me, it could be anything. It could be like, you know, oh, you look really cute.
Just sending,
or you know,
just sending certain
like it could it, like for me personally, it could like it's one thing saying, oh, you look very, like, you know, a girl sends you a picture.
Giving compliments.
Giving compliments, like, oh, you look really cute today, versus me saying, you know, you look really sexy today. Oh, that black dress will look good on my floor, and you will look good naked on my bed. At least that's my opinion.
That's a lot. Are, like, you trying to hint me for something?
No. Jesus Christ, no. Come on. I'm done with my whole phase for now. I'm totally fucking with you. Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Don't make me punch you. My right is stronger than my left. I got to work on that. But that's not funny.
I'm sorry.
Stuff.
Yeah, I just threw it down there, cause, you know. Like, okay, what about okay, cause a lot of there's a lot of controversy about kissing. All right.
Now it determines on what situation.
Okay, no. It's like this, like.
Right.
There is a couple different scenarios. Let's say it's an ex-girlfriend you were with for a couple years, or you know, for you, an ex-boyfriend, and, you know, you guys, like, reconnected, whatever, after, you know, being away from each other for all these years, and, like, you hang out and have a drink, and you end up making out with him at the bar. But that's all you guys did. All you guys did was make out, and then you left, or, you know, he left, or, you know, he gave you a ride home, or whatever. You end up showing up to the fucking, I don't know, Jerry Springer show or something, and say, hey, you know, I made out with my ex-boyfriend at the bar while I was drunk. Okay, so... So basically, what I'm trying to understand is,
and put into for when
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm terrible at asking questions. You know this about me. All right. So, does cheating have to be penetration, or could it be does it have to be intimate? Does it, like,
or external?
Like, could it be, like, okay. Do you have to have sexual intercourse with this person, or can you just, like, do, like, you know, sexual contact is the term I was looking for. She just came out here, looked at us, and went inside. Nothing? Okay.
No.
So, kissing versus intercourse. Which one is cheating? Which one is, like, not cheating? Or are they both cheating?
So, I'm going to put it in terms that most people understand. If it's on the cheek, it is not cheating. If it's like, oh, you give them a fucking peck on the lips, that's still... that's still in the middle. If it's full-fledged lip and tongue, that's legitimate cheating. Intercourse, that is as well. Because, say you're just randomly talking to somebody while you're in a relationship, and then y'all end up fucking. That is cheating.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no.
But you, like, kissing, though, like...
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you said, you know, kissing on the cheek, or, like, pecking on the lips, like you
if it's that, full forceful tongue, that's cheating.
But why does it have to be full forceful tongue to be cheating?
Why?
If you're touching lips with someone else that's not your significant other,
it's cheating all the way. But if it's just on the cheek, say it's a family member,
no,
or
but what you just said was, if it's on the, if you're just pecking on the lips, like, you know, the bird peck or whatever, fucking that's in between.
Right, because I'm gonna put it like this. Say if it's like somebody you see as like a sibling, but they are not by blood, something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
And then you it also kiss them on the lips? Like peck on the lips? Is that that's okay?
If it's harmless, it's okay. If you're like flirting before you sit here and talk, like kiss somebody, yes.
He's awake.
All right. Boy, we're gonna have to cut this short, peoples.
And no, do a- I got some things to say, and you go do your thing.
I'm gonna have to stay in now.
Yeah, sure.
Fuck. Great.
Okay.
Now I'm gonna smell like lemons.
On that note. We're gonna do part two of this episode. We do apologize for the inconvenience. Oh wow, I got 4 minutes left in this episode anyway. So stay tuned for part two, which will be tomorrow. Carmen did not just break a bottle.
A cinnamon stick.
Yeah, something like that. Stay tuned for part two of this episode. Tomorrow. Right here. On Anchor. Thank you guys for listening. Check out Carmen Santiago's podcast, Carmen's Corner, on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Spotify, sorry, and right here on Anchor, as well as mine.
Basically, where you listen to his.
Thank you guys, and big drink out.